All right, good evening, Grace Point. Father, we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit. Jesus, we invite you. Help us to teach what it means to be a disciple. Okay, so being a disciple is more than a program. You got to know that. If you go to a church, they have a challenge and they have these programs to make disciples. I think what Jesus had in mind is more than just some program in a church, isn't it? It's really a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle. And I don't want to make this about me and the things that I've done. But I do. When I go out in the day, I always ask God. It's just my mindset. The Holy Spirit's trained me. I'm always looking and saying, you know, Lord, you want me to talk to this one? My heart is always open. And I've just embraced it as a lifestyle. If I go out, I can expect the Lord to be working with me. I'm going to share Jesus and embrace it. It really is the mission of our lives, and it defines us as disciple makers. Jesus challenged us not only to get people baptized, but he's also challenged us to teach people to obey him in everything that he taught them. Even this morning, as I was going through the scriptures, I was reading through Matthew, I'm watching Jesus do these miracles. He's casting out devils. He's raising the dead. But it really hits me in my thinking, he's got these 12 guys with him, and he's teaching them, he's mentoring them to do what he's doing. Now, they are preaching, aren't they? So preaching is a part of discipleship, and that could mean we think preaching is me or the pastor getting up and preaching a sermon. And that's the way we do it in our country, in our culture. But for them, it was far more than a pastor getting up and preaching. They went about their daily lives, and just talking to somebody about Jesus is really teaching or preaching to them. You're proclaiming something. I was proclaiming Jesus to an atheist at the bike trail on Monday. I got done running, and the guy comes up. I start talking to him, and I start proclaiming Jesus to him, right? I was preaching. Even though I didn't have a pulpit, I started sharing him, Jesus, and who Jesus was to me, and I gave him my testimony. So it's far more than just, you know, participating in a church program. It really is the call of our life. But it's even more than just preaching. Jesus didn't tell them only to preach. He told them cast out devils, heal the sick, raise the dead. And he, as their mentor, is leading them along, showing them how to do it. And then, incredibly, and it's incredible to me to this day, incredibly, he expects them to do what he's doing. How many of you can raise the dead? How many of you can heal anybody? How many of you can cast out a devil? How many of you have ever cast out a devil? I can say I have. How many of you ever laid hands on somebody with the expectation that they would be healed? He was mentoring them to do the things. So in Matthew 28, when he says, go into all the world, you know, baptize them, says, teach them. He says, teach them to obey the things that I was teaching you. Why do we always leave out the things that he was teaching them? Okay. You ever think about that? What was Jesus teaching them? He taught them a lot of things. He taught them the Sermon on the Mount. But one of the things he was constantly teaching them was how to operate in the supernatural. Wasn't he? I mean, wasn't he? You know, heal the sick, raise the dead, do this. He was teaching the supernatural. So don't you think part of our discipleship, I mean, of course we're going to preach, obviously, but don't you think a part of it should be to learn how to operate in the supernatural? Maybe study 1 Corinthians 12, learn about the gifts of the Spirit, maybe read about Jesus and see how he did things, and just be open to the possibility that God may want you to cast the devil out of somebody. I know this is so alien to so many in the church, but that is what Jesus taught them. And he said, go teach others what I taught you. Or maybe to heal a sick person, lay hands on a sick person. So a part of this is we're going to have to continually devote ourselves to studying the scriptures, to imbibing, digesting the mission and the message, chewing on it, living in it, in the mission and the message, and then go share this mission and the message with those around us. We may have trials.
We may have opposition. In fact, I promise you that you will. Jesus said in John 15, if the world hates you, know that it hated me before it hated you. You're going to have trials, and you're going to have opposition, and you may even have people that hate you. You may be misunderstood. Let me ask you a question. Would you say you're ready to commit yourself to studying the scriptures and investing in the people around you? Are you willing to start studying the scriptures, searching the scriptures to see your assignment, to learn more about God, and then begin to actively invest in people around you? Invest scripturally, the things the Bible tells you. Love your neighbor, comfort the afflicted, mourn with those that mourn, encourage people that are down, lay hands on the sick, preach. There's so many things that the Bible says. Maybe help the poor. Are you willing to invest in the people around you? If you're not, you're probably not, I don't want to offend you, you're probably not a disciple. You're not an active disciple. If you're not searching the scriptures and you're not investing in people around you, you're not a disciple maker. That's for sure, right? Okay. While it's true that pastors and elders and people in the Bible in the New Testament did a lot of heavy lifting, the members of the early church took their responsibility very seriously. The Word of God says in Ephesians 4, it says, He gave some to be apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers to equip the saints for the work of the ministry. So really, like a pastor, and we have a lot of pastors, there's prophetic gifts in the church, and there's certainly evangelists, and there's teachers. And some folks believe in apostles. To me, an apostle is someone that's been sent, a sent one. There are certainly people that God sends, missionaries, or people that God sends places. So certainly in that sense, there are apostles now too, people that God sends places to start a work. But their job is to equip. As a pastor, my job really isn't to do it all. It would be silly for me to think that I'm going to go all around Utica or the surrounding area and I get a witness. No, if I have five people in the church and if I can equip them so that they can share, those five people may know 100 people, and now I've reached 500 people just by equipping five. And I may reach people in my life, but now I'm multiplying my ministry by discipling or training others. That's really the job of the pastor, to equip you. Now, you can't equip people to do something that you don't do, okay? I'm not going to have much credibility if I'm training you to share Jesus and witness if I don't do it myself, if I'm not trained in it. That may not be my primary task in the body, but I can't teach you to do something. I should probably step aside and let a church evangelist come up and let him teach you how to evangelize. A lot of times pastors that never witness try to teach their people how to, really you should have an evangelist in your church come up and teach that part. It'd be like, I knew a man once that wasn't a tither, a pastor that wasn't a tither, and he was teaching his people on tithing. I mean, I was like, you're not going to have much credibility, are you? If you're not doing the very thing you're teaching, you're not going to have much credibility. So, sure, I need to do it, but I need to, the greater purpose for the pastor and the evangelist and the prophet and the teacher is to equip you to do the work of the ministry. And Jesus commands you to make disciples. Now, there may be a lot of excuses that you come up with, like why you can't do it. I don't feel called to minister. I have too much on my plate right now. I don't have time to invest in people. I don't know enough. I have too many issues of my own. I'll start once I get my life in order. I had a guy recently tell me, he said, I'm not good enough to share Jesus with somebody. And I heard a pastor one time say, who made you judge where you can decide whether you're good enough to obey God? Who let you decide whether you're good enough to obey Jesus? Because he said, make disciples. You're saying, well, I'm not good enough. Well, he told you to do it, right? It's not up to you to decide whether you're good enough. He told you. Jesus didn't make any exceptions when it came to disciple making. God made you the way you are, and he will help you with the gifts and talents that you have to share Jesus. It won't look like it looks in my life. It'll look different because you're a different person. All right. What excuses tend to keep you from following Jesus' command to make disciples? What do you need to do in order to move past these excuses? So write that down. What excuses are you making? What things do you say? Well, I can't make disciples because. What do you need to do to move past those excuses? And I would write those down and I would start acting on it. Okay, well, I need to pray, spend time with Jesus. I need to get filled with the Holy Spirit daily, okay? I need to be in the Word. I need to pray for boldness. Maybe I should start hanging out with someone that does this, and maybe they'll help train me. I need to find somebody in the church that does this, and maybe they'll train me. I need to get some training. Write that down and then take action. Start doing it today. Don't delay. Take the first step. Who has God placed in your life right now that you can begin to lead to Christ and make disciples? Think about that. Who in your life right now could you begin to share, pray about, and begin to share Jesus with? Take some time to think about that. What excuses am I making? What do I need to do to overcome those excuses? Who in my life could I begin to share Jesus with right now? Write it down, think about it, pray over it, and we'll pick up right there next week.